20 years next year.
Yeah. You know, we had the sand tested for uniformity to the original spec, and it was fairly close after it was cleaned. But it is all the particles that attached to it over the last 20, 18 years that change it and reduce its filter, you know, the full purpose of the sand there. So it's been great to be able to clean it, try to return it to its original spec.
Oh, when we plunge it, we get a better flow through it. Mm-hmm. Example, I dumped filter number one last week, or no, actually we dumped filter number one about 4 weeks ago. And when I was dumping it to get what we could get out of it, it go about 250 gallons a minute. The other day, draining it through the bottom, because now we're at a point until we get the ability to recapture water. After we plunge it, I have to waste some water. If I don't waste any water, we get a whole bunch of dirty water in the tanks, and the chlorine takes a hit, the turbidity takes a hit, and everything else. So I have no choice but to waste some water after we get done with the backwash or the plunging. But it loosens them up so much that we were getting 1,200 gallons a minute out of that filter through the bottom of it. So it makes a huge difference. It's not rated for that, and it would never produce that otherwise, other than fresh, clean. And that's at the very bottom. There's a engineering design built into it so that it can't flow that much for that very reason, because you'll just blow all the dirt right through it. But it's called a drain to waste, but what it is it's an elevated step into plumbing. The filter actually has plumbing that comes out the bottom, but then back into the clear well, it comes up at about a foot higher than the sand. So it reduces the amount of flow capability through the filter. So you can't do that. But when we drain it through the bottom after plunging it, it really, really goes. So we have to flush and waste some of it.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah.
When was the date you thought you might hear back from the grant?
They did not give me a confirmed date. They suggested, they didn't actually last week have a date in which the review committee was going to meet, but he suggested it was proposed for mid-June sometime. Yep. So we will definitely share the news with you. Hopefully it's good news.
Anything further on this item?
Thank you for all of your support with this project for the last 2 years. It's been a lot of work to get here, but we'll keep working.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wayne.
Good job. Thanks, Wayne.
Item 13F is also a discussion item on nuisance abatement. Mr. Sergeant, would you like to speak now?
Hi, my name is Joan Sargent, and I'm here to speak in support for Borough Manager Lisa and hopefully your effort to address the issue of properties in Wrangell that are not in compliance with state statutes, Title 19, Chapter 27, Section 10-140 related to junkyards, and state statute Title 8, Chapter 60, Section 10-100 related to junk dealers and junkyards, and Wrangell Municipal Code, Title 9, Chapter 8, Section 80, entitled Accumulation of Rubbish and Materials, and Chapter 16, Section 70, related to littering and entitled Property Owner's Responsibility to Maintain Premises, and or Title 20, which is related to zoning. That's a lot of statutes that people are not in compliance with. So I really think that it is time that the city address this problem. On May 8th, 2018, Lisa sent you a memorandum, and it was entitled Memorandum to the Assembly, describing the actions that would be required, including a sequence of letters that are anticipated to be sent to individuals with properties that are deemed not in compliance and the anticipated responses. Anything from giving the staff at City Hall a hard time to complaints to yourselves about being unfair to a bring it on attitude. The memorandum indicates that in most cases, the hoped for behavior on the part of the recipient will not occur and the problem will require legal action to resolve. So my thought was, if letter writing is not expected to be successful, why go through the frustration and associated irritation and hard feelings at all? I realize that you legally have to do written statements to people, but we're working with our neighbors, and some of them we are so grateful for. I mean, they've given a lot to this community. So why can't a more personal approach be made? I met with Lisa this morning and discussed this with her, and she assured me that at this point, every property owner not in compliance would initially receive a personal phone call and an invitation to sit down with her, review the problem, and develop a plan to help them come into compliance. You know, it's a common saying that one man's junk is another man's treasure. And this is really true here in Wrangell. You know, if somebody needs a part for their precious old Johnson kicker, you can probably find one. Because people have hung on to this stuff, and they're willing to recycle in the community. On the other hand, when one's properties piled with rusting barrels and old oil and gas containers or tanks, our experience over the past few years, weeks, with the Byford Junkyard makes us fear for what lies beneath. Assurance is needed that such properties are safe, environmentally clean, and in accordance with state statutes and borough ordinance, certified as per state statutes if necessary and monitored. It must be addressed, and I'm supporting your efforts. But I'm also going on record asking that the city's effort is made with a sincere attempt to have people talking to people, directly identifying each specific problem with each property owner, making every attempt to negotiate a reasonable solution for that individual person, and offering a helping hand in achieving that solution. Thank you for, I know you're probably gonna start working on this and it's gonna be very uncomfortable. And I, among others that I've talked to in the community, do support your effort.
Thank you. I'd just like to note in that memo that was from the borough manager, in the second paragraph is a very telling statement. Almost without exception in the history of the whole world has anyone served with an official abatement notice in order ever said, thank you for advising me this, I will begin cleanup immediately. And I think that was a very apt statement for this issue.
Perhaps a slight exaggeration, but.
Well, not very much.
Tongue-in-cheek.
The rest of it. In fact, most of the time, responses are very heated and often involve language inappropriate for use in a report to the assembly. I'm not sure that it goes that far, but usually people that are served with these notices take offense. But it has to start somewhere. And it's required under the ordinances to do it in a certain manner to protect the rights of people.
Mr. Mayor,
yes.
If I may, Ms. Sargent makes an outstanding point, though. And enforcement, to the degree that is being expected at this time, has not taken place to date. And it's unfair to expect people, I guess, immediately to step up and change a complete paradigm shift. And so not only is that unfair, but the first thing that anyone should do when they are broaching a difficult situation is treat people as you would want to be treated in any difficult situation, and make that personal phone call and sit down and see if there is a way that something can be worked out. And if at the end of that there is not an option for working something out, that's when the more uncomfortable procedure, but very clearly delineated procedure, starts, that not only protects the rights of the property owner, but protects the borough moving forward as well, going through a process to make sure that in the end we're able to get properties cleaned up.
I think that sounds great. My only thing is that I have been approached by people who live next to some of these places, mm-hmm. and they feel that their rights are being infringed mm-hmm. upon.
That is correct.
They feel that they are being disrespected, and they feel that the assembly is not listening to their concerns. And so I appreciate that we want to be good neighbors and congenial as we have moved forward in this process, but we also have to remember there's people on either side who have been living with some of these situations for years. And property values are decreased for these people, and they have a fairly legitimate concern. So I embrace what you're saying, but at the same time, I think we need to have some oomph behind what we're doing. And what I don't want to do is just engage in a dialogue for an extended period of time. My understanding was we had sent out letters.
We sent out very generic letters that you saw. But what we haven't done is sent out notifications to specific properties outlining exactly what the violation is on their property. And that's what has to start. And the reason that I provided you with this memo and am asking for your concurrence on the manner forward is the Wrangell Code is not very prescriptive. And if in the worst case scenario, you end up in a position where you have to go to court, one of the first things that the court is going to do is going to ask you what process you followed such that there was appropriate notice, appropriate time given so that something could be done, and that a consistent approach is being followed with all people, in regard to a systemic approach that you're taking. And the personal approach, sitting down and trying to come up with a plan, and one of the things that I have talked to Assemblymember Prezonka about and that Sargent and I spoke about today is what we want to be able to do is try to help people get to where we want to be. And one of those things that we need to consider potentially sitting down with people and saying, okay, we might be willing to waive the tipping fees if you agree to get your property cleaned up in X period of time. And by tipping fees, I mean maybe we would waive the landfill fees for them to drop X amount of junk. Now that in the end is going to cost the borough money because we're going to have to ship that garbage off. But if the end result is we get that property cleaned up, then perhaps that's worth it. So those are some of the things that we need to look at in terms of perhaps developing a personalized agreement for the different properties. That takes time to develop those agreements. And then if things do not go well up front, I have outlined the process for you, and I imagine you guys have spent a little bit of time reading the code selections that I've given you. It takes a lot of time and a lot of money, and we don't have enough staff to juggle, umpteen numbers of these, nor do we have the money if a number of these go bad to take them all the way to the end game if that's necessary. And so that's why I'm asking you to let us move forward with, let's say, 4 to 6 properties, which is something we think we can handle. And normally, if you are able to work with a small number of properties and are successful with them,
please, then that's... Don't have discussions in the audience, please. If you have something to say, you have the opportunity to speak under persons to be heard. If you want to have a discussion, please go out in the hallway. Thank you.
So, I'm sorry, I completely...
Sorry for interrupting you.
Four sites which you could handle.
Right, four to six sites which we can handle, and that if we end up in the worst case scenario with any of those, then the borough has the resources to be able to spend, because the last thing you want to do is get to the point where you unfortunately are having to go to court over something and say, we don't have the money to do that, because then what essentially you've done is you've cried wolf. Mm-hmm. And the people realize that, oh, well, all I have to do is carry it out to the nth degree, and then the borough is just going to give up, and that's what we need to make sure doesn't happen.
So in the retrospect, this whole thing too is that from here on out, what I don't want to see is any zoning without plans and what they're going to put on that property, because I don't want to see like lots filled and things put on there that are not appropriate for that property zoning.
So you're talking about building construction, improvement.
Anything done with zoning, if it's not zoned for that, then I don't want it to go there, and I want to see plans. I want whoever does your zoning, after we're done with our budget and everything that goes to all that, I want that person to have plans on what's going to go on that piece of property. I don't want people to fill the property up and say, oh, I got a nice lot here, now I'm just going to start putting junk on it.
So,
which happens all over town.
It does, and it happens all over many towns. Wrangell is not unique in that respect, especially in Alaska. And the difficult thing is our code is not written such that somebody has to come in and submit a development plan before they do anything on their property. When you have what are called permitted uses and structures on property, those are what are called by right options for people. They don't have to, unless a building permit is required, let's say, they don't have to come in and tell you in advance and get permission in advance to do that thing on their property. So what ends up and Alaska is very much a state where people think, I can do what I want. This is my property and I can do what I want. And so most people, especially if there has not been enforcement in a community, do first and ask later, or don't ask later. They wait until somebody complains, and then we're playing catch up. And we do not have someone whose singular job it is to go around town and inspect places for zoning violations. We do not have someone who is a building inspector. And with regard to your comments about plans, Amber, who serves in addition to her 75 other hats that she wears as the building inspector, was not allowed to request building plans from people. So she has been going out in the field doing building inspections, not having any idea what she's inspecting. So when someone calls for an inspection, she says, what are you doing? And then she goes out and looks at it. She has not been allowed to request a set of plans to review so that she can look at stuff before she goes in the field. That is beyond incomprehensible.
Has that changed?
No, this is something that was brought to my attention last week.
Well, is it in our code to have plans?
If we adopt the International Building Code, which I would like to do, I had a conversation via email with Amber, was it just yesterday or maybe it was the end of the last week? I basically said, we're going to adopt the international codes as soon as possible. We just are. We're under the 1997 Uniform Building Code. We are 21 years out of date. The most recent code version is the 2018 International Building Code. And I know you guys have questions. I'm sorry. May I just make one more point here? Just like the fire department has an ISO rating, so do building departments. And where your fire insurance is based on the ISO rating for your fire department, your homeowner's insurance is based on the ISO rating for your building department. And if you don't have a code adopted that is within 5 years of the most recently written code, you get 0 points for that.
Ms. Mayor, just a point of order. We're starting to drift into building codes, and I would like to keep us talking about nuisance abatement. I appreciate where you went with it, but I think
I would disagree with that, because what I do not want to happen is from this point to this day where we're talking about nuisance abatement stuff also incorporates zoning laws. It says right in here, we're talking about zoning and everything here. So I don't see where that's going to be out of order.
Well, your point was that the discussion that's continuing is kind of getting beyond.
Okay, I agree with that.
That was my rabbit trail. I apologize.
That's all right.
Something I get a little impassioned about.
Do we have a prioritized list of these properties?
I have a couple in mind, but I have to get you the next, let's say, three or four. As I said in my memo, my recommendation is that we do those in the visual corridor. One, because the community sees the cleanup taking place, And it is the areas most frequented by the vast majority of residents, so it makes a difference. And it is the areas most frequented by visitors to our community. And viewing Alaskan Gothic only goes so far.
are the sites that you have, I'm sorry, man, are the sites that you have in mind, are they high nuisance properties, or do they also include some small, minor nuisance properties as well, so that we can set a tone for both spectrums?
Yes, actually. The two that I have in mind right now, one is a very large nuisance property, and the other one is what I would call a very small nuisance property.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yes.
And that also involves property that's city-owned property, too, also, that we have a couple of problems on. And I wanted to... I really thought our ordinance was pretty darn good until I read the other code. And the thing that you supplied to us, the thing that I did not see, though, is the definition of nuisance.
I can get you that. I did not
public
give you
nuisance.
The full section of the code was like 20 pages longer. And so what I just wanted you to be able to see was the process section, the enforcement section. So
yeah, it has appeal process.
Yep.
It has time extensions outlined and posting, and it's very thorough. I was very impressed.
This is the suggested version, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I didn't want to
that's
mention
a code,
the name of it.
That's stuff that I helped draft when I was in Valdez, because ours was not as prescriptive as it needed to be then either.
And so you are suggesting the upgrade to this section?
Yes, I would probably make some other changes to that before it is adopted here, but I'm suggesting using that as a template from which to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that would have a public hearing process?
It's ordinance adoption, so it requires a public hearing. That's correct.
Anything further on this item?
When do you think that we're going to adopt that building code?
Does this have anything to do with nuisance?
Yeah.
Adopting, bringing the code changes forward. It would be very tough for me to bring something to you that has been reviewed by the attorney before the end of June. It would be very difficult for me to do that, given the budget stuff that we have to do, the hospital things, and the fact that I'm trying to hire 3 department heads right now.
Good.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
I think what I'd like to see this as soon as we can get it, because there's actually properties being developed around town and stuff being stored on new properties. So it's not just the old ones he's concerned about. It's happening.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I fully support moving forward along these lines, but I really want to caution the assembly to not push the borough manager to be unrealistic about her timelines. She's dealing with a lot of super important things, and so I think we need to be realistic with her time.
Thank you.
The other thing, enforcement takes a lot of time, and we are already looking at budget shortfalls as we're getting ready to discuss here in the next few minutes. And I want to be very honest with you guys, and I will be very honest with you guys about saying the level of enforcement that you are expecting, whether it's with regard to nuisance or zoning or building codes, is beyond what the capacity of the staff currently is. And so there is, once something like this happens, there's often a desire to move forward as quickly as possible. And if I can throw Assemblymember Larrabee under the bus, he made a comment a couple of meetings ago, can we get this done before May? And And I said, what?
Which one was that?
Getting some of the properties cleaned up before May, before the visitor season started.
Oh.
And so there is a desire to move quickly, and this stuff, it does not happen fast. And so, and it doesn't happen without a lot of time and energy. So please, in the future, if I am pushing back on you about things, it's not out of a desire to fulfill the same goals that you have. It's about protection of the staff and resource capacities that we have. So.
Anything further on this item?
Just to protect myself, I think I meant that more as a joke.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry.
Got to call another 5-minute recess at 8:00.